It is November 5th all across Gitmo Nation. It is quite a special episode of No Agenda, mainly because it's early morning here for me today and late night for John, exactly the opposite of how the show is usually done, which means it's time for No Agenda, coming to you from a very exhilarated and excited morning here in the United Kingdom, Gitmo Nation East. I'm Adam Curry.
I'm John C. Dvorak, and I, for one, welcome our new Obama overlord.
Do you have a voice processor on your setup, John? What's going on?
Why, what are you getting, breaking up?
When you said, it sounds like you have like a Darth Vader voice.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a midnight, you know, so I...
No, this is not your normal voice. This is messed up. I kind of like it, though. do this. Obama, you are my president.
Obama, you are my president.
This is great. We'll leave this throughout the whole show. I don't know what it is, but it sounds wacky. Hey, John, congratulations. We have a new president.
Well, you know, the funny thing is they're protesting. You didn't get to watch all this because you were sleeping, but they were protesting. I mean, there was a big gathering outside of the White House.
Oh?
And yeah. And they were singing like, you know, that song, Hey, Hey, Goodbye, da 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 da.
Yeah, okay.
And there were also signs saying, you know, evict Bush now.
Well, he pretty much got his notice, didn't he? Isn't it like, this means he's out?
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, like the last couple of days, and there's some rumors going around that Bush was going to declare martial law, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. I was cracking up every time I heard one of those concepts, because the way I'm seeing it, and the information that we're already hearing about, Bush wants to get out of there tomorrow.